Welcome to the Human Design and Beyond podcast with your hosts, Leslie Wegleitner and Lori Wakefield. In these podcasts, we discuss all things related to human design. It's here where we share our knowledge, insights, and experiences. Join us as we dive into authentic conversations about letting go of resistance, identifying conditioning, and so much more. Our goal for you is to live in alignment with your unique human design. These quick bouts of inspiration will bring forward things to contemplate about your individual charts and inspire experiences in your everyday life to support your journey.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Lori.
Hi, everyone. I'm Leslie.
So today we have a guest, Paula Schuster is joining us, and she is a Reiki master and life coach. So we wanted to introduce everyone to her and to start asking her some questions. you ready, Paula?
I'm ready.
I snorted.
Okay. Yeah, you did.
Oops.
Okay. So let's see. Yeah, Leslie, that was kind of rude.
I know. Sorry. I'm just kidding. Laugh and snorting.
Yeah. You guys are fun.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So anyway, Paula, do you want to give us a little bit of background? Because when I went to your website and just kind of poked around in there, I saw that you actually started with Reiki. Do you want to talk a little bit about that journey?
Sure. You know, a lot of people are called to learn Reiki, and I wasn't necessarily called, but I had a friend ask me if I wanted to go on a retreat in Mexico to get trained in Reiki. And I thought, well, and it would be on a beach, and, you know, and so I thought, well, why wouldn't I want to go? Yes, I said yes, you know, knowing like next to nothing about Reiki. And I was working in my corporate job at the time, and I thought, oh, I'll have some time to research it before we go. And of course, I got busy with my corporate job, and that didn't happen. And so I knew nothing going into this Reiki training other than Reiki was energy healing. Mm-hmm. And it was a 7-day retreat, and I was trained in all three levels of Reiki in those 7 days. And
wow.
I had a big bang awakening.
Yeah. I was going to say, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I remember during my Reiki 1 attunement, I remember literally like coming home to myself. I felt my soul come back into my heart. Like it was just this, it almost makes me cry mm-hmm. to talk about it because it was just this profound healing experience. And I mm-hmm. felt the layers just fall away. Mm-hmm. But after that week, you know, I was trained on all three levels, and I came home after that 7 days, a completely different person. Like it just changed my life completely. Mm-hmm. I didn't talk the same. I didn't think the same. I didn't look the same. I didn't care about the same things. I didn't eat the same. I mean, I came home and my teenage kids were like, who are you? We don't even know who you are anymore. And I said, I don't know who I am either. I'm becoming. And it was just this, and it was kind of, that was a big transformational point in my journey to being more authentic to myself. And I'm walking on the earth now more authentically being more authentically myself than I have in probably 35 years.
Wow. I was just going to ask. So when did you go through the Reiki training? How many years ago?
It was, fairly recent. It was October of 2020.
Okay. Wow. It's a couple of years. Yeah. I was just going to say something that's kind of silly, like totally off the subject, but when you were saying, who are you? Do you ever see that movie Date Night with, Steve Carell and Tina Fey. Have you ever seen that?
Paula? Oh, yeah.
So like she breaks the window when they're trying to get into that lawyer's office, and he's like, looks at her and he's like smiling. He's like, who are you? Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, funny.
Yeah. So anyway, Leslie, did you want to ask Paula some questions?
So then that kind of morphed into you doing this coaching. So how did that kind of come about? And
after that initial Reiki training, I came home and I saw other types of Reiki, like holy fire Reiki, and I got trained in those and went through further attunements. And then I went back to Yandara Yoga Institute, which is where I was trained in Reiki. It's in Baja, Mexico. Mm-hmm. And I went back for my certification in life coaching. And it was just this beautiful experience again. I mean, it's not only the people there and the land that you're on, it's the teachers and mm-hmm. just the environment.
The energy, yeah.
There's like a vortex of energy mm-hmm. on the property. Like you can feel it when you step foot on the property. Anyway, I went back there to get my life coaching certification. And, you know, my teacher was just this beautiful example of exactly what I wanted to be. This sort of this okay. person with all this internal peace. And anyway, I learned so much on that, getting certified as a coach, and just, it was another awakening and more awareness and shedding of more layers and just this whole other healing experience. And I added coaching to my services and have slowly, sort of slowly got started. And it's just my favorite part. You know, I had initially stepped forward with Reiki, and coaching is more fulfilling to me now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do still love practicing Reiki, but I would rather coach all day long. And then when I do a Reiki session, you know, I'm reminded of how much I do love it. And oh,
do you, with your coaching clients, do you ever combine the Reiki sessions with them? A percentage wise, how many people want that in addition to the coaching?
Actually, almost all of my clients also okay. see me for Reiki, but they see me for coaching more frequently than the Reiki.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just love it because, you know, I'm given the gift of helping someone see what they have within themselves, mm-hmm. but they can't see for themselves. Mm-hmm. They are given the gift of awareness and empowerment. And it's just such a beautiful process.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah, it is.
Well, I just have to add. So, of course, you know, we had to pull up your chart and check it out in your 5-2 profile, which is all about, you know, sharing practical solutions and being a problem solver and having a practical impact on the world. So I found that was pretty fitting that you're going into the coaching, and then you're also the left angle cross of the alpha, which is all about leadership and influence. And I'm like, okay, she's on her path. She's going. And it's really a powerful initiating energy that often leads to new experiences or new beginnings for people. So there you go with your coaching and all that. And I just found it was just those couple little things. As I was looking at your chart, I just thought, wow, you know, it's really true. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's really part of who you are as you have evolved, you know, in the last few years. So
thank you for bringing that in. And, you know, it's funny because I have kind of another like real life example of that, because these new experiences and new beginnings, like my wife, it feels like she's, you know, strapped to this rocket that I am, because ever since I've been on this healing journey and becoming more of myself and sort of shedding all the conditioning, I'm just all over the place. I'm like, oh, I want to try that. And oh, I'm going to go off and do this now. Like, right. And before I had just done the same thing all the time, you know? And so now she just feels like I'm insecure and unstable, but really I'm becoming.
Right.
So do you find like what you were just saying there, do you find that it's like something that you see and like it's in response to that, or are you actually like seeking it, or do you know what I'm saying?
I feel like for once in my life, I'm following my heart.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Because you are a manifesting generator, and usually like the way that works is they, like, if they're responding to something, they move into action like immediately, you know, pretty immediately. So even with the Reiki thing, yeah. Like you probably didn't sit back and like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Like it was like, yeah, that's it. And I'm doing it now, you know, or as soon as I can. Was it kind of like that?
I was thinking, yeah.
That's totally me. An example mm-hmm. of that is that I quit my corporate job a year mm-hmm. ago last May after more than 25 years to pursue more purposeful work. Right. And, you know, I was the one making more money. And so there was a big shift, and we had been talking about it, but I had kind of come to my wit's end, and I'm just like, I'm doing it. Just quit.
Right. Right. Because I think, you know, you just get to the point sometimes where it's like, It's like you just want to do what feels right for you. You know what I mean? And once you get on that path, then it opens up doors to other things that, you know, that kind of like they branch out from like what's right for you. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely. It's yeah. Resonating. You're saying right now, yeah. It's resonating totally.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So then you also developed a program that's a self-love program, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I'd love to. It's a workshop on cultivating self-love. And to be honest, I'm not sure if I need to rename it because you know how people don't know what they need sometimes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, I've found that my clients have a lack of self-love. They abandon themselves routinely and they don't choose and prioritize themselves, which I get. Like I was mm-hmm. that person for 30 years.
Right.
And then I was in this coaching program myself earlier this year for 3 months. It was like an intense kind of program, not to teach me coaching, but to coach me, to rewire mm-hmm. me, to help me. And through that program, and it was kind of like I was going through this coaching program and all of this was kind of coming together with everything I was seeing in my clients and sort of converging at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I just birthed this class one night and like just a mini version of it. Mm-hmm. I did it. It just like it was stream of consciousness, 20 minutes. And I created it like a smaller, like a 2-hour version. And I, invited some of my friends, to come and go through it with me for free in exchange for their feedback. If mm-hmm. Cause I wanted to know, should I develop it into a, you know, an all day workshop? And, the feedback was a resounding yes, you know, but just, you know, some of the things that we do or, you know, that the feedback from the women who have gone through it, people just gain so much awareness mm-hmm. and perspective that inspires change. And they love the tools and practices because they're easy and effective. And everybody walks away feeling a shift toward being more compassionate and gentle toward themselves. And mm-hmm.
So can you give us a little idea of like a tool that would help, you know, break some of these habits for people that come into your workshop?
Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely. There's like 10 tools that we go through and we get into that. We do them all in the workshop, but meditation is the number one. Mm-hmm. It's having a consistent, spiritual practice like meditation. And, I remember the person who shared that with me. It was actually when I was getting an astrology reading at the week that I was getting trained in Reiki the first time in October 2020. I signed up for an astrology reading between the training sessions and Shiva Das. I remember what he said. He asked me if I had a spiritual practice. And I said, well, I do yoga a couple times a week. And he kind of like chuckled a little bit at me. And he's like, no, I mean like, you know, like meditation or like a daily practice. He's like, you don't have one, you need to meditate for 10 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. And I really took that to heart, but it still took me 2 years to get consistent with my practice. Mm-hmm. Years following that, like I would do it here and there and I would let it go. And now I am consistent. Well, I notice when I'm not consistent and I didn't meditate first thing the other morning and I ended up like being nasty to my wife.
it's amazing. Like your whole day is off. I've been probably doing a daily practice for, oh gosh, 20 years.
Wow, Leslie, you never told me that.
Yeah, and it has morphed and changed, but I get up and I have a little routine that I do, and you know, and sometimes it's an hour long, but in different things, but I notice, you know, like if I don't do it, my day is off.
Yep.
Totally. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100%.
I can talk about some of the other things that we, some of the other tools if you want, or we can move on.
Well, we can, yeah. I mean, we can, not that I don't want you to, it's just that, you know, it's like part of the program. So, yeah. So, you know, if people are interested, then do you actually do, is it all live events or is it something that people could take virtually?
I'm doing them live right now. I really feel like, you know, people are, I'm craving community and connection and I think other people are too. And that's one of the things that we do is build that, you know, when we're together and And, you know, we can do that in person and we can do it online, but I still
prefer
feel like
in person. Yeah. That
intimacy is so important.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about like doing a retreat or something?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I would love to do retreats. Yeah. I just haven't stepped out with it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need a partner to kind of sit with me for the first time.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Because I mean, I've thought about retreats like for a couple years. Yeah. So, I mean, you can talk more about it. I just figured if you were like doing it online, then we wouldn't want to, you know, like talk too much about what's part of it. But since it's a live thing, if you want to add a couple more things, you know, out of the 10, that's fine.
Oh, thanks. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, some of the cool things that we do, we learn EFT tapping, you know, mm-hmm. to okay. help with some of the deeper patterns. And another one is we do this really cool, worthiness exercise that really, it breaks through generational patterns really mm-hmm. around worthiness. So
mm-hmm. nice.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I have to add this again because we're, you know, human design experts here. You have a completely open ego or will center, and that means it's about worthiness. And so when you have it completely open, you don't have a hanging gate or anything connected to it, is you are here to be wise about worthiness.
Isn't that interesting?
So, so here's your another connection to your work. Yep.
That's amazing. You know, I've struggled with that all my life, because there's lots of abuse in my past and stuff like that. And just the household I grew up in, you know, so I have struggled with where, and that's one of the things I still,
but that's where the wisdom comes in, right? Yeah. We have to go through the experiences to have the wisdom.
Right.
So the conditioning of that center is what provides you now with the wisdom to step out and help others.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very cool.
So I wanted to ask you too, like just going back to Reiki. So I noticed that do you do virtual, like you do them, you know, in person, but you also offer virtual. Do you ever have people sign up for that?
You know, I haven't yet. But one of my teacher, that's local here to Minnesota, she does online trainings all the time. And so, that's kind of why I just offer it in case someone wants that, but
mm-hmm. like a virtual Reiki session, like where they would,
oh, you mean an individual session?
Yes.
I thought you were talking about training. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about training. Yeah, I do distance Reiki for sure.
I was going to say I had one.
Okay. Cause I asked Leslie about it. Like I've heard of it before. I actually, this is so weird. I don't want to be talking about myself, but anyway, I went to like my first Reiki session. It was actually a week ago today first. And I didn't actually put like Reiki and energy healing together. I was going to see an energy healer. But when you were talking about when you felt your soul coming back in your body, I had an experience like where she was touching like my abdominal area. And it was like, I just like what was going through. And I wouldn't say my mind, but like visually what I was seeing was like, this, like a, like myself, like at, like between the ages of maybe 2 and 4, like just as a confused, scared little kid, because you know I had abuse in my family too, but anyway, like, and like me, like in my grown-up self, I just put my arms around her, I just hugged her.
Aww.
You know what I mean? And it was like tear, like I wasn't like crying like a baby or anything, but it was like tears just like out of nowhere just like started, you know,
like very powerful.
It was interesting. It was very, very interesting.
What a beautiful experience. I love hearing those stories.
So, I was curious about that. And then I also, when I was looking at the Reiki, so you actually do like corporate, like you'll go to companies that, that want to do it for their staff, right?
Yes. I don't actually have, you know, a corporate client yet, but I am working on that. So that's why I have all that information up on my website. I had created all that package and all that plan. So I'm hoping to step into that.
Yeah. So like, I want to ask you this. And the only reason I'm asking is because I wanted to, So if somebody wanted you, like maybe in Wisconsin or maybe in Michigan or some other place, would you travel there to do it? Like, or is it something that you would do like routinely? Like it's a company that contracted you and you'd go there like maybe once a month. You know what I'm saying? Like could it be like a one-time thing if a company wanted you to go there?
You know, I love that you asked that question, Lori, because you just opened up my mind to something that I had not been thinking of. So thank you.
Yeah.
I had been thinking that it would be local, right? That I would go in and it would be like a once a month thing, or a once every 2 weeks, or, you know, something like that, some regular thing, because I guess the reason why I was thinking that is because Reiki has a cumulative effect.
Right.
Or, you know, powerful when you are having it done regularly. You know, I mean, it still works, of course, in its powerful and gentle way, even if you're just getting one session. But if you are getting it on a regular basis, you know, it's just deeper and deeper. And but so I would be open to doing a one-time thing.
Yeah. Or like even like, okay, so if you had somebody doing Reiki with you, would you recommend like once a week, once, you know, every couple of weeks or once a month? I mean, how do you do that?
So it kind of depends on what a person has going on and what they're looking for. So if somebody's coming to me with some physical issues, you know, from like car accident or something like that, definitely weekly. Or if there's some other, if they have a lot of mental or emotional suffering going on, some big event that has caused that, something, you know, sort of bigger going on than just everyday life, which my gosh is enough in and of itself. But then I would say more frequently, until at least in the beginning, until we, you know, get like 4 weeks in and then we reevaluate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So part of the reason why I was asking that, and I don't mean to keep asking questions, Leslie, I'll stop.
No, go ahead. You're doing good.
Okay, so what I was going to ask is, okay, if it was something like, if you did like say a corporate thing, like, you know, like in another state and you had to travel there. So like if a company wanted to say, well, can you come out here once a month? Is that something you'd be open to?
If they're, you know, willing to, like the price has to be right, right?
Well,
like,
no. I understand all that. Yeah. I do. Yeah. I do.
And know, I don't want that to sound bad, but you know.
No. I mean, you've travel expenses and things like that. Yeah. That was kind of a weird question probably, but I was just curious because I, you know, like I know it's a cumulative thing, but like say a company's like, wow, that sounds really interesting. You know, we'd like to have Paula come out and, you know, offer to our employees one day and then, you know, like, you know, maybe come back in a month or like 3 months or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I would definitely be open. Yeah, to that. Yeah. You know, I just love sharing these gifts and tools as much as possible. And so I'm open, I'm wide open.
Yeah. So anyway, like the life coaching, did you want to ask some questions about that? Leslie?
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering, have you noticed a specific theme that your clients bring about with like struggle with self-love? Like, is there a theme that you've noticed that keeps coming up for people?
Yeah. You know, it's basically around all of the conditioning that we've received all of our lives, right? Mm-hmm. It's the good girl conditioning, which is another thing that work on in my workshop. We talk all about good girl conditioning. You know, don't be too, you know, be beautiful, but not too beautiful, you know, have a nice body, but don't be boastful about it or, you know, be a good mom, but don't show that you're a mom at work, or don't let your work be affected. You know, it's like all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but limiting what we are capable of. And so those are the themes, and what that has led to is a lack of love for ourselves, a lack of choosing ourselves. And so we love them back into life. Me and my clients, like I help love them back into life. It's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, when you were talking about limiting, I was thinking too, like about how like we limit the, you know, the things that we'll do for ourselves to make ourselves feel better, you know, like even going and getting a massage and things like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or I'm thinking the speaking, like we, you know, we speak things, but we aren't completely speaking it because, you know, if you do, then you're notified as, you know, a big B, you know, it's like when you want to come, you know, I don't want to say forcefully, but you want to say it like it is, like, you know, this isn't working because boom, 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 boom. Yeah. A lot of times we're putting on, you know, the soft touch of like, well, you know, maybe we should try this.
Because we've been trained to be people pleasers all of our life.
Right.
Women especially. So we used to have no power for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And then now we have power and we give it away.
Yes.
Because we were trained to constantly serve from an empty cup and to run around and make sure everyone around us is happy and not mad at us or, you know, feeling okay or whatever. And to basically turn off our power and to quiet our authenticity.
Right.
Now, that's what we're taught. And so it just leads to this complete abandonment of self all the time. And all of the little decisions that we make every day, you know, even not buying the same pair of shoes because a friend has them.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Yeah, I do. Little things like that, even, you know, all the way up to the bigger things, you know, mm-hmm. where we're really abandoning ourselves when, you know, we agree to do something that our whole body is saying no to, and we say yes anyway.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's something I've gotten pretty good at saying no, like probably over the past 10 to 15 years. It's, you know what I mean? But yeah, I know that feeling. And it's like, if you don't want to do it, just tell them, you know, you don't have to make up an excuse. You don't have to give a reason. You just say, no, I'm, you know.
Yeah. And just own that and be okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let them get mad if they're going to, and let them have their experience. That's another thing. Like, we carry all of, that's a huge theme. We carry this responsibility for other people.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, someone else's response is not our business. You know what I mean? It's like, let them respond, and that's their stuff to deal with.
Yeah. And I think I find, like, most people, you know, it's like if you're upfront about it, at least, I don't know, like, I find that they're just like, okay, you know, and find someone else. But like, I know with myself, I would rather have somebody, like, if I ask them and they don't want to, just tell me. It's not going to hurt my feelings. I'll find someone else, you know?
Exactly. Usually when we end up just being honest and being true to ourselves and what we really need and want.
Yeah.
The other person is really okay with it.
We
carried all this crap for no reason.
Yeah. I know. It's like you're in neutrality because you're in your truth.
Yes.
And so nobody can object to that. It's like they just take it and they know it's truth. Mm-hmm. And so there's no wiggle room to try to convince you or guilt you or shame you or whatever the strategy might be. So I find that to be so true. It's like, mm-hmm. if I'm very clear and in my statement, then there's no pushback. Mm-hmm. It just is.
Yeah. And it's not a forceful statement when you're, you know, when you're just being, like, truthful about it, the way you feel about it, you're just like being matter of fact about it. You know?
Right, right.
I love that. I just wrote that down, Leslie. You're in neutrality because you're in your truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been my teacher and speaking it. So it sounds like your coaching would be a lot of supportive work, like really supporting them through the change.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I like that you included the word work because it's work, you know,
like, it is.
You know, the person being coached, the client is doing all the work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just helping a little bit along the way and guiding a little bit along the way. I'm not giving a ton of advice, you know, I'm not, you know, showing up for them. They have to show up for themselves. And so that's a conversation we have in discovery calls is, are you ready to do the work?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, then there's no point in this.
Right.
Right. It is, because it's exhausting to change those beliefs and those patterns. It's not it takes a lot of courage and
consistency.
Yeah. Consistency mm-hmm. and reflection and
Yeah, and willingness to look at things that are hard to look at sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Responsibility. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Accountability, which is one of the things I help with, right? Like, mm-hmm. they end up being accountable because they don't want to, like, even if it's they don't want to disappoint me, at least it gets them going in the right direction in the first place, right? Then they end up doing it for themselves. But
yeah. So, Leslie, do you have any other questions, or did you have anything else you wanted to add, Paula?
Leslie, do you have any other questions?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. So if you'd like to check out Paula's website, especially if you live, are you in the Minneapolis area? Is it okay to say that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I live in like the Hopkins, Minnetonka area.
Okay. Okay. So if you're local to that area, Paula has, she offers life coaching and Reiki sessions, and then the self-love, they're events, right? Is it an event?
Yeah, it's a workshop. In fact, I'm hosting one tomorrow, and then I will be doing them monthly.
Okay. Okay. And then you're also, I saw events, you're doing a couple of events. You're doing something with a sound healer, right?
Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm partnered with this beautiful sound healer. She's amazing. And we have a Reiki infused sound bath coming up on September 21st.
Okay. Oh, and then there's another event I thought I saw. Did I or not? Maybe I just made that up.
Well, I do Reiki shares, but I don't have any scheduled right now. I wasn't doing them over the summer because I was gone out of the country for a while. But I think the other thing that you might be thinking about, Lori, is my Cultivating Self-Love workshop, because it's under events.
Okay.
Website, so maybe that was it.
Okay. So if you're local to that area, the Minnetonka area, you can check out the events on Paula's website. It's www.reikiflowmn.com. And we'll put that in the show notes. And then also, if you're not local, but you'd like to experience a virtual Reiki session, you can schedule one by going to her website. And then if there are any listeners who have a company or, know of like their employer might want someone to, to maybe do a Reiki session, maybe they can contact Paula and just see if it's something that would work for both parties. So do you have anything that you want to add to that before we get into the actual closing of the session?
Just that for the corporate Reiki that, I'd be willing to come in and, give somebody a free session so that they can experience what it would be like, and also, go walk them through one of my guided meditations.
Okay.
And then also I do in-person Reiki sessions too, and distance. So.
Okay.
Perfect.
So thanks so much for joining us today, Paula.
Yeah. Thank you.
So it's actually the first time I met you, but you and Leslie have known each other for a while. So.
Yeah.
So that's going to wrap things up for this episode. Thanks so much for joining us today. In our next episode, we've invited another guest to join us, and she is actually one of the rare reflectors. So that'll be interesting. If you'd like to see the show notes for today's podcast, you can find them on our website at www.alignandachievebydesign.com. The show notes will be listed under podcast episode 41. And like I said in the show notes, we'll have a link to Paula's website. If you'd like to join us as we continue our exploration into topics about human design and other complementary modalities, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Thanks again and have a great day.
Thanks, everyone. Yeah, thanks. Okay.